Unit 5. Task 5.
An ECG is essential because it will show any changes in the heart, axis, ischemia, left ventricular hypertrophy.
I think a chest X-ray is also very important to see the heart and the extent of the hypertrophy. I would also check the creatinine to see if there's any damage to the kidneys.
An intravenous pyelogram is essential because a renal cause is very likely.
As an initial investigation?
No, after urea and electrolytes and after the creatinine.
It's essential if the creatinine shows something wrong with the kidneys.
Yes.
Yes, both creatinine and urea and electrolytes are required. In this case, I think they're more important than the ECG and chest X-ray because the patient is young, 43, and the hypertension is very high.
Urinalysis too, in this case. It's very important.
Yes, it's routine.
We can see if there's any glomerular damage. We may find blood, albumin, casts.
Yes, it's very important.
What about radioisotope studies of the kidneys?
Not essential, but we could do this to check the function of the kidneys.
We can see that from the creatinine and urine.
I know. It's not essential, but it could be useful.
Serum cholesterol?
Not essential. We're thinking of another type of hypertension here, but possibly useful.
MRI scan of the brain?
Not required. It's of no value in this case.
Serum thyroxine?
Absolutely no connection with hypertension.
A barium meal?
Not required.
Uric acid?
Not necessary. If the uric acid is raised, there would be other symptoms.